It's going to be the best one yet. Just consider all the different kinds of British and Irish folk music that we enjoy here on The Waggle and the Monkeys with me, Graham Rice, on Radio Catskill. British and Irish folk music, old and new, acoustic and electric, traditional and contemporary, songs and tunes, familiar and obscure. And this week I think that we covered just about every one of those categories across our songs about roses, our recent releases, our songs from the Cranky Island Song Project. Let's kick off with our weekly seasonal opener. This is Show of Hands, covering the newish acoustic contemporary songs from a familiar band. This one is the best one yet.
Summer of love, just like it was when I was 16, first went down to Cornwall, and the songs, you know, in the summertime when the weather is fine, you can look right up and touch the sky, in the summertime, you got women on your mind, I remember. Another one. I can see clearly now the rain has
That's it.
What? You got one?
We got one.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Any good?
Yeah, well, we brought it with us from Spain.
Yeah, y'all know this one.
Here we go.
One, two, uno, dos, tres.
Dale a tu cuerpo alegría, Macarena, que tu cuerpo es para darle alegría, cosa buena. Dale a tu cuerpo alegría, Macarena, hey, Macarena.
This year is gonna be the best one yet. So let's go.
Festivals and the pub gigs and the village halls, everything.
We're gonna let the music flow this year.
Thank you. One, two, three, four. Come on your feet. Show your appreciation for the band.
Come on, baby, wake up, don't think twice. The car's all packed and the beer's on ice. The sun's coming up at the end of the street. I know a perfect place where we all can meet. The best one yet, written by Steve Knightley, one of UK's finest songwriters, and played there by his band, Show of Hands. Now, let's return to the Cranky Island Song Project, in which Kathy Jordan of Dervish unearths mainly uncommon songs from every single county in Ireland, all 32 of them, and gives them an updated treatment. At this stage, we've covered almost all the counties of Leinster Province in the east and south east, and today we round up the Leinster counties with County Wicklow and County Longford. At this stage, we've almost covered all the counties of Leinster Province in the east and south east, and today we round up all the Leinster counties with County Wicklow and County Longford. First, from County Wicklow, which is on the east coast, immediately south of County Dublin, the teddy bear's back, if you like. Let's hear a Thomas Moore poem from 1808 set to music. This is The Meeting of the Waters.
Thank you.
shed o'er the scene her purest of crystal and brightest of green. 'Twas not her soft magic of stream or hill.
The Meeting of the Waters is an area of County Wicklow where two rivers meet to form the River Avoca, before it flows out to the sea. As Thomas Moore, the poet known in his lifetime as Ireland's national poet, put it, "There is not in the wide world a valley so sweet as the vale in whose bosom the bright waters meet. Oh, the last rays of feeling and life must depart ere the bloom of that valley shall fade from my heart." County Wicklow covers an area just under 800 square miles and has a population of about 150,000, and it's very popular as a filming location. Next up in the Cranky Island Song Project comes from County Longford, which is a small county to the northwest of Dublin, around about the inside of the teddy bear's chest, if you see what I mean. From County Longford, we bring you Pat Riley, described as silver-tongued recruiting sergeant meets a callow youth, inveigles him into a public house and offers him the king's shilling, pays him a shilling to join the army, that is, and the youth awakes next day on the parade ground, bemoans his lot and blames it all on his feckless father. This is Pat Riley from Kathy Jordan.
Walking
they met Sergeant Johnston along the highway. Says the sergeant to Pat Riley, "You are a clever young man. Will you go to John Kelly's, where we'll have a dram?" And as they sat smoking and drinking their dram, says the sergeant to Pat Riley, "You are a handsome young man. Oh, would you list and take the shilling and come away with me to the sweet county Longford? Strange faces you'll see." Oh, I took their shilling and the reckoning was there. The ribbons brought out and we hoist the cock in. Oh, but early the next morning, sure we all had to stand up before our grand general with our hats in our hands. He says to Pat Riley, "You are a shade rather low, and to some other regiment I'm afraid you must go." Oh, I took the
Pat Riley from Cathy Jordan, the County Longford song from the Cranky Island Song Project. County Longford, for a small county with a population of only 45,000, was especially active in the War of Independence. Two well-known writers from County Longford, the poet Padraig Colum, who died in 1972, and the novelist Maria Edgeworth, who passed in 1849. When we return to Cathy Jordan's Cranky Island Song Project in a few weeks' time, we'll head north for songs from the province of Ulster, starting with County Antrim and County Cavan. OK, after the break here on the Waggaloda Monkeys with me, Graham Rice, here on Radio Catskill, we'll hear songs about roses.
Mm-hmm.
New folk music just keeps on coming. From bands that have been around for many decades to first releases, new music is the power behind the development in folk music. So next time on The Waggaloon and Monkeys with me, Graham Rice, here on Radio Catskill, it's New Music Monthly, a full hour of new folk music. Won't you join me Sunday afternoon at 3? It's June, the start of flowering time for wild and garden roses, so let's hear a set of songs about roses. Some songs are about actual roses, some are more about roses as symbols, metaphors. Either way, first let's begin with a beautiful performance from the great June Tabor, with two tracks from her whole album about roses. The album's called Rosamundi. We'll hear Maybe Then I'll Be a Rose, and then Paint Me, Redouté.
And now let's drink the wine of life while life is ours. Here and now, my love, entwine. It's not just for the flowers. And when time takes all away and death snuffs out this fire. Maybe then I'll be a rose, and you, my love, a bride. Desima and Kennedy and Lee see this land. Here's England and France in sweet liaison. Here's the world that came in peace. It grows by my hand. So paint me redouté at my maison. Young rose, the Creole, the rose I became. Redouté, paint my emperor once more by my side. So the man that I love might know the rose of his dreams. Clad in white muslin by the blooms in brief exotic splendor. Here's a rose who cared to brave those October frosts. So paint me redouté, they'll remember. Poor rose Beauharnais from far Martinique. It's more than survival that I learned in these years, while the man that I loved strode down the high road of death. We two were blood and Aphrodite's tears. This rose now faces winter weather. Paint the rose that knew Le Carme, that shared Luxembourg, and help me, redouté, live forever. I could not provide this young king of France point out my pale rivals, hide the truth of my fears, paint the man that I love beside his lover at home. Roses are blood and Aphrodite's tears.
Paint Me Redouté from June Tabor. The Belgian painter Pierre-Joseph Redouté is universally recognized as the supreme painter of rose flowers. He worked in the late 17th and early 18th century, and these days his paintings are often reproduced on cards. The song came from June Tabor's 2001 album of rose-themed songs called Rosa Mundi, and before that from that same June Tabor album, Maybe Then I'll Be a Rose. And this is what June Tabor says about the song, written by the poet Les Barker. It's a poet's response, with a little bit of tongue-in-cheek, to all the traditional ballads in which true love only gets worked out by people dying and then roses emerging from their graves. The roses eventually get to embrace each other, but it's far too late for the people who should have done it. It says, seize the moment. Next up, songs about roses from two artists whose songs I don't think we've heard here on the Wagon Load before. First, we'll hear The Starling and the Wild Dog Rose from Ockeny Bell, and then Seven Black Roses from John Martin.
I hear in the dark thinking, can when roses appear in my sight, shining like black stars in the night, and around them drops a diamond water flowed, while between them on his horse, my friend the devil rode.
Seven roses appear in my sight, shining like black stars in the night, and around them drops of diamond water float, while between them on his horse my friend the devil rode. More songs about roses. That was John Martin with his song Seven Black Roses. And before that we heard Ockeny Bell, who I don't think we've heard on the Wagon Load before, and they are Becca Roberts, singer, songwriter, guitar and banjo, Charles Harrison on the fiddle, viola and percussion, and Will Helton on dobro, cello and pedal steel guitar. We heard The Starling and The Wild Dog Rose from their first album, Beyond the Trees. Finally, in these songs about roses, Windborne, another band I don't think we've heard before on the Wagon Load. With a 20-year background studying polyphonic music around the world, Lauren Brunig, Jeremy Carter-Gordon, Lynn Rowan and Will Rowan share a vibrant energy on stage with a blending of voices that can only come from decades of friendship alongside dedicated practice. Bread and Roses from Windborne.
As we go marching, marching in the beauty of the day, a million dark and
kitchens, a thousand mill lofts gray, are touched with all the radiance that a sudden sun discloses for the people hear us singing bread and roses, bread and roses. As we go marching, marching, we fight for children too, for they are watching, learning, and they'll make the world anew. Our life shall not be sweated from birth until life closes. Hearts starve as well as bodies. Give us bread, but give us roses. As we go marching, marching, unnumbered women dead go crying through our singing their ancient cry for bread. Small art and love and beauty, their drudging spirits knew. Yes, it is bread we fight for, but we fight for roses too. Marching, marching, together we stand tall, for the rising of the women means the rising of us all. No more the drudge and idler, tend the toil where one reposes, but a sharing of life's glories, bread and roses. Bread and roses, bread and roses, bread and roses, bread and roses, bread and roses,
bread and roses,
bread and roses,
bread and roses.
Give us bread, but give us roses.
Bread and Roses, from Windborne. The last of our songs about roses this week, Bread and Roses from Windborne. The album is Of Hard Times and Harmony. After the break, you're on the Wagga Load of Monkeys with me, Graham Rice, here on Radio's Catskill. This week's recent releases.
Hi there, I'm Angela Page. I do a show called Folk Plus, and I do it right before Graham's Wagga Load of Monkeys. So if you're listening now, you're probably a folk fan. And if you want to hear clever lyrics, memorable melodies, all wound around one theme, check out my show Folk Plus, 2 o'clock on Sundays.
Okay, recent releases, and we start off with a new trio. Will Allen on the viola, fiddle and melodeon, Ben Filmasaghi on guitar, and Owen Spafford on the fiddle. The album is called Sun in the Sands, and this is Backer Pipes. Thank you. Owen Spafford in particular is known for taking, let's say, an individual approach to the reworking of old tunes. On this album, they're less messed about with. Backer Pipes from Will Allen, Owen Spafford and Ben Filmer Sankey. The album is called Sun in the Sands, and it gets a 9 out of 10 review in the latest issue of Songlines magazine. Next up, Joe Danks is on the banjo and Rowan Pickett is on the fiddle. Together they make up Old Spot, and they bring an Irish feel to American music. Let's hear what they did with Tom Dooley. Captivating new music from old-timey sources, says Songlines in an 8 out of 10 review. Tom Dooley from Old Spot. The album is Old Spot 2. Finally, a coming together of two acts into one that's even more than the sum of its parts. The harmony trio of Lady Maisry, made up of Hannah James, Rowan Reinigans and Hazel Askew, have got together with Jimmy Aldridge and Sid Goldsmith to create a summer-themed album called Wakefire. This is May Morning Dew.
How pleasant in the winter to sit by the hearth. Oh, we're listening to the howls and the barks of a dog. Or in summer to wander the wide valleys through. Be rising in the May morning dew. Oh, summer is coming. Oh, summer is here. With the leaves on the trees and the sky bright and May Morning Dew from Lady Maisry and Jimmy Aldridge and Sid Goldsmith. The album is Wakefire, a summer album. Songlines reviewer Nathaniel Handy says, "There's too much abundance for this review to capture, but rest assured that you will lie breathless on the dewy grass by close of play." We're playing out with Rose in the Heather from Good Company. Thank you so much for joining me here today on the Waggle of Monkeys here on Radio Catskill. We couldn't do it without you. Next time, it's New Music Monthly, new music for a full hour. That's it. I'm Graham Rice here on the Waggle. Lash on the sunscreen, drink plenty of water, drive like a jackass, and see you next Sunday at 3. Bye now. Thank you.
Support comes from Seminary Hill, open Thursday through Sunday in Calicoon, featuring Dinner with a View, live music on Fridays, and weekend brunch. Orchard and cidery tours and tastings every Sunday at 11 a.m. This summer, picnics, line dancing, and rural upskilling workshops return. Lessons in foraging, pickling, and baking sourdough. Tickets available on Resy. More information at seminaryhill.co. From generous funding from the Public Media Bridge Fund and from listeners like you.
Next time on the New Yorker Radio Hour, a candidate for Senate who could pull off a major upset and yet won't sign up for either party.
All the time when you have the undecideds, I hear people like, how could you be undecided? I'm like, I just am. I'm not just going to vote a letter.
I'll talk with Nebraska union leader Dan Osborne next time on the New Yorker Radio Hour. Listen tonight at 6 for the New Yorker Radio Hour on Radio Catskill.
Hey everyone, Tom Candela here of Curtain Call. This week on the show, I explore one of the most groundbreaking and emotionally powerful musicals of the modern era as Rosendale Theatre and Phoenicia Playhouse join forces to present Fun Home during Pride Month. My guests include Anne Citron, Geneva Turner, and director Sidney Grossberg-Ranga as we discuss identity, memory, family secrets, and the importance of bringing bold and meaningful theater to our local communities. That's this week on Curtain Call, Monday night at 7, only on Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville, streaming online at wjffradio.org. This is Radio Catskill, local news, culture, and NPR.